Hi, I'm Mary Harrell from Mater Dei Radio. Whether you are raising one child or a dozen, if you are a parent, you've got a million things on your mind. There's textbooks, screen time, nutrition, sports. It's an endless list. But our guest today wants you to focus on one very sobering thought. A trillion years from right now today, your child will be in either heaven or in hell. And in light of this eternal perspective, the time is now, parents, to raise your children to live entirely for Christ and for His church. To help with that, there's a short but powerful new book called Parenting for Eternity, a guide to raising children in Holy Mother Church. And its author, Connor Gallagher, is here to tell us more. Connor is the CEO of Tan Books. He's the executive director of the Benedict Leadership Institute at Belmont Abbey College. He's the author of other books. And he and his wife, Ashley, are the parents of 14, count them, 14 children, with another future little Catholic publishing mogul on the way right now. Connor, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. That was a great introduction. Wow, thank you.
Well, you're a great person to introduce. Makes it easy. Connor, go ahead. Tell us what impelled you to write this great book, and who did you have in mind for your target audience as you were writing?
It's a great question, and probably a little counterintuitive answer. But it was my own failings as a father that made me want to reflect on these points, and the target audience was myself. You know, a guy who's trying to just do his thing each day, one day at a time, trying to be a little better each day with lots of focus on this life, whether it's financial success or physical health or, you know, worrying about the future. What's my 401k look like? Are my kids going to play sports when they grow up? I mean, all of these things. Are my kids going to get into, you know, great colleges? You know, how good is their cursive? I mean, all these things that a parent kind of thinks about. And, but you know, when you have a lot, whether you have one kid or a lot of kids, you know, we got a lot, the more I've had, the more I've realized how little I can do, to kind of meet all the standards of the world. You know, I can't have all my kids being great athletes. They're not all going to be, you know, great musicians. You know, you start seeing these limitations because of just the pure numbers. And actually, that's been a blessing for me, Mary, because I said, well, then I better focus on what's most important, and that's heaven. Mm-hmm. And so I don't care if I have one or 15, I can focus on heaven with each and every one of them. I might not be able to do travel baseball with all of them like I used to when I had a handful, but I can use every opportunity I engage with them in every step of the day, whether it's, you know, waking up in the morning with a morning offering, or it's going to bed at night with prayers at bedtime with little guys, or praying for their spouse when they're going to bed, future spouse, that is. I mean, all of these little moments throughout the day, I can focus on eternity. And that's a whole lot better than a curveball with the travel baseball team. Mm.
Well, and I think that's actually got to be a comfort to a lot of people to hear, because, yeah, they can't offer them all those amazing opportunities of traveling or even your cursive. You can't make a kid have great cursive overnight, but you can talk to them every day about these important things. And Connor, you really promote in the book the four last things, which really every Catholic should be able to list. But go ahead and list those four last things for everybody listening. And what do you say is so important about training children in them?
Yeah, the death, judgment, heaven, and hell, you know, and in a very loving, jovial way, I remind my kids they're going to die. They are going to die. I hope it's not anytime soon, but they will. Mm-hmm. And you know, death is something important to meditate upon. And one of the things that I've been meditating on about the four last things is, you know, I used to be a lawyer working for a federal judge at federal court. And Mary, these criminals who would commit crimes of all differing levels would be shuffled in an orange jumpsuit and chains around their ankles and wrists. Mm. And they would stand before their judge and get a sentence. Is it 5 years in prison? Is it 8 years in prison? Is it life in prison? And very often the parents were back in the crowd in the courtroom pleading for their child for mercy, begging the judge for mercy. That vision sticks in my head, Mary. And I think, one day my children are going to be before the eternal judge, and they are going to be sentenced, and my parenting is over. It's done. There's nothing else I can do. But right now, today, and your listeners, right now, today, you're still the parent, and you can still have an impact. Go make the impact now.
I'm speaking with Connor Gallagher, CEO of Tan Books and author of the new book, Parenting for Eternity, A Guide to Raising Children in Holy Mother Church. Connor, I think any parent of today, especially any Catholic parent, knows you spend a lot of time shielding your kids from junk in our culture. So much junk. Is this something you and your wife did from the start when your kids were little, you know, babies and toddlers? Or did you come to it later and realize we really need to get on this and filtering stuff out of our house?
Well, yeah, it's always a digital battle, you know. One of my other books called If Aristotle's Kid Had an iPod talks about kind of the different ways to develop virtue, you know, especially in the digital world. But this book, Parenting for Eternity, is not a how-to. It doesn't give you time, you know, how much screen time is okay. Every family, every child, every parent's different. So I never really try to give specifics. However, what I will say is, a parent, especially a father, and I'm just speaking from my personal experience, you have to do two things. You have to build your relationship with your child based on both respect as the father, as the authority, but also affection. And so you have to have both. And I see a lot of fathers have one and not the other, either respect without being physically affectionate with their kid or vice versa. Buddy, buddy, you know, and they don't carry that respect. Right. So, you know, we have made, why do I say that? Mary, I've made plenty of mistakes about giving my kid too much screen time or not enough screen time or this technology or that, whatever. And then when I have to correct it because I've let it get out of hand, I have to be able to execute my authority and be affectionate with my child at the same time and pull them back into line. And it's the relationship that's far more important than the specific rule you have about screen time.
Parenting really changed in the last 2 years, and not fundamentally, but just the nitty gritty of it made it hard for people to keep their boundaries of what they allowed into their home, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, parent, be not afraid. Like, you have to be different. And your kids know, my mom or dad are more strict than others. Well, so be it. But you have to also be creative and articulate and steadfast and consistent with your kid and say, this is why we have these rules. The world is changing. COVID has changed everything. It's put an iPad in front of every little guy going to school. But you have to stand up and say, no, we're not going to, the world will not change us. We will change the world. And the church changes the times. The times does not change the church. And so we have to, you know, be that strong pillar of authority with our children and resist these things. Otherwise, their soul's in jeopardy. And I tell my kids, look, I might be making a mistake. I might be making a mistake about the rules I have, but I am doing it all because I want you to go to heaven. Back to the topic of the book, I'm always pushing heaven, heaven, heaven. You know, and then sometimes they'll give you the attitude of, well, you don't trust me. I say, no, it's not that. I think you're a good kid and I'm helping you stay a good kid, you know? So it's not that I don't trust you per se. I don't trust human nature because it's fallen. And I tell them that, but I'm helping you stay a good kid. My whole life is geared, son, daughter, to getting you to heaven and avoiding hell. Hell is after you. And I'm here to run interference. And if I make mistakes, it's out of a good intention. So I use that language with my kids, Mary, much more than I used to, because it's the truest language. It's the language of the church, death, judgment, heaven, hell, you know, and try to speak that very clearly and explain the fundamental reason that I have this or that rule or regulation is to help their soul get to heaven.
Well, Connor, last question here. You mentioned your teens. You have children along almost every year going up to the teens, to you have children in college. What age group would you say, maybe you've already answered this with it being the teens, but which age group or stage do you think presents the biggest challenge for parents in terms of keeping them Catholic and keeping them focused on those ideas of heaven, hell, eternal judgment, all those things?
You know, in one way, I want to say teenagers, because they're the ones that have the obvious battles that everybody knows about. But in another sense, I want to say, you know, the 3, 4, 5, 6 little guys, because that's where you can shape a real piety. One of the chapters in my book is about piety for the liturgical year, the sacraments, you know, all of these devotions that we have. You know, I can tell my teenager to pray their rosary every day. That's one thing. But if I pray it devoutly with my 5-year-old, then it sinks deep into the marrow of their bones. And so in a sense, I'd say the most important is those earliest formative years and showing them the love and affection, piety for the things of the church and the things of heaven, and fear and disdain for the things of hell. The little kids are easy. They're better students. They listen better anyway, but form that conscience, because look at your five-year-old tonight when you're putting them to bed and realize that kid right there with their own eyes are going to see the sun burn out. They're going to see the Milky Way, the galaxy turn to dust. They are going to live trillions of years in heaven or hell. And with glorified eyes, they're going to see the entire physical universe turn to dust. Affect that kid and remember that right now when you're putting that kid to bed tonight. That five-year-old is eternal. And so shape that kid as much as you can from the very beginning. And that really helps me to remember the severity of that.
I'm doing air pumps with my fist as you speak. This is so good. Amen to all this. Again, the book is Parenting for Eternity, A Guide to Raising Children in Holy Mother Church. I say with all honesty, this book changed the way I parent and pray for my own kids. Please ask about it at your local Catholic bookstore or find it online at TanBooks.com. Connor, thank you so much for joining us today.
It was a pleasure. God bless you, and thank you.